This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified before two congressional committees today. President Trump is dismissing the hearings as all nonsense. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says Mueller's probe created a phony cloud over his administration and repeated some favorite phrases.
This ridiculous hoax. This witch hunt.
Hours earlier on Capitol Hill.
It is not a witch hunt.
Mueller says the Russians did meddle in the 2016 election.
Absolutely. That was not a hoax.
Contrary to what the president has said, Mueller insists the report did not exonerate him. The president dismisses that and says Mueller put on a poor performance in what ended up being a devastating day for Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Boris Johnson has taken over as prime minister in Britain, succeeding Theresa May. His major goal is to achieve the Brexit deal that May could not. But he says even without a deal, Britain will exit the European Union on October 31st. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The European Parliament is warning Boris Johnson not to count on any renegotiation of the Brexit deal that his predecessor, Theresa May, negotiated with the EU. The bloc's Brexit steering group says the statements made by Johnson during his campaign to lead the Conservative Party have greatly increased the risk of a disorderly exit of Britain from the bloc. It adds that a no-deal exit would be economically very damaging, even if such damage would not be inflicted equally on both parties. Johnson has said that he would take Britain out of the EU on the Brexit departure date of October 31, come what may. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Arkansas, a federal judge has temporarily delayed the imposition of several new abortion restrictions. It's the latest chapter in this country's long-running political battle over access to the procedure. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. District Judge Christine Baker has granted a 14-day temporary restraining order that stops three new abortion restrictions from taking effect in Arkansas this week. Among the measures is one that opponents say would likely force the state's only surgical abortion clinic to close. Another one prohibits the procedure 18 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The restrictions also include a requirement that doctors performing abortions be board certified or board eligible in obstetrics and gynecology, plus a law that prohibits doctors from performing an abortion if one's being sought because the fetus was diagnosed with Down syndrome. I'm Matt Small.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will lead a U.S. delegation to Shanghai for renewed talks with China next week. Though he did not say an agreement was imminent, he sounded somewhat optimistic.
It's good we're going back there. I think, as you know, we're going to Shanghai at their request. There's some symbolic importance to them of the Shanghai communique with Kissinger. So I take that as an important step that they really are sincere in wanting to move forward.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he plans to meet with the Taliban, urging the group to negotiate with the government in Afghanistan. But he cautioned that securing a political settlement to the Afghan war will not be easy. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has voiced hope for a settlement by September. Speaking in Washington, Khan noted that for the first time in the 18-year-old conflict, Pakistan and the United States are working together to advance peace efforts. Khan met with President Trump at the White House on Monday. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN Special Envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. At a press conference, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. And the Trump administration's restrictive new asylum rule survived an initial court challenge on Wednesday. Announced earlier this month, the new rule bars asylum for migrants who reach the U.S. southern border without applying for asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.